Hey everybody, Mega Boss Dad here. Please enjoy this previously unreleased podcast which aired live on YouTube. We are currently enjoying a much needed break, but be sure to join us on our live 1 year anniversary episode on April 24th on YouTube. Just search Mega Boss Dad and you will find us. Please feel free to subscribe and hit that bell for post notifications, and also don't forget to share with friends and family. Have a fantastic day, stay safe, and make good choices.
You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going. How about you?
It is going fucking fantastic.
Lovely Saturday night.
What's Chewy? Be like, oh shit. So, here we are. Another wonderful Saturday night. Yep. Cold Saturday night. So
some diamonds. So cold, I have to slap my ass.
Hell yeah. So, gotta start off with, ready?
What the fuck?
That was perfect timing. What the fuck are we drinking?
Is that the new sound effect for that?
Why not?
All right.
It works right for me.
Rosé for alcohol.
Hell yeah. Here, I'll let you show it.
Get the show something. Tonight, we are drinking UFO.
Fucking officer. Wait, what?
Oh.
There's a story about that tonight, too.
It is Maine Blueberry, a refreshingly crisp, subtly blueberry.
Fucking right.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
That did not work out well.
No, it didn't. No, it did not.
Maine Blueberry, something that Trevor would know about.
Absolutely. So we got big old mugs full of beer here.
Delicious.
So, yeah. It is quite fucking tasty, though. You know that?
It definitely tastes like blueberry.
Yeah.
Blueberry.
It is definitely very, very blue. Awful. Berry.
Balls? What?
What? What? So, how's your week been?
Yeah. It's been something else. Been a crazy week. Storm and everything.
Yeah, we got fucking nailed.
Not in a good way.
We got a shitload of.
Yes.
What are you trying to pick out of your fucking mouth? Did you get one of my dick hairs in there?
Probably. I had a hair in there.
I don't know how you did. I shaved the other.
I don't know how I did. I don't go down on you.
Neither does my wife. Kidding. I'm kidding. Listen, her nickname is Hoover.
What, Hoover Dam?
Shit. So anyways, moving on. So we gotta talk about this. So we got a shitload of snow this week. We ended up with, I think,
more than what I got,
a foot. I think we ended up with about 12 inches, so 4 times Corey's dick. And
that's being generous.
It's on a nice hot day in a sauna, you might get those 3 inches going.
True.
So but do your balls hang low? Can you tie them in a knot?
Can you tie them in a bow?
That's such a great song. We got hammered with snow this week. That's kind of been how...
Screwed everything up at my job.
Yeah, yeah. They ended up releasing everyone early, well, cutting off the work early, but yet no one was released early.
Which is stupid.
Yep.
Oh, they knew first thing in the morning trucks were not going out that night. What would they do? What would a normal company do?
Tell everyone to go home and finish it the next day.
Everybody to go home. Nope, we got to finish everything. Then I was the last one in my department to leave because everybody left an hour before me.
They are pricks. You walk in there and you tell your boss to suck on
these nuts.
You know?
I tell him that every day.
And then sing him a song to serenade him, to make him show him that you're sorry. Why you being a dickhead fool? You know? Stop being a dickhead. That's all you got to do, so.
Yes.
So, Trevor, how you doing tonight? J. Edgar Hoover was gay, so hopefully not that Hoover. No, that's definitely not my wife. She's not that Hoover. And then he also said, hey, Corey, accept that friend request.
I did accept that friend request, actually.
Who was it? You accepted it? Have you talked to her yet?
Nope.
Why not? When are you going to talk to her?
I don't know.
Oh, dude, you got to make that move.
Yeah.
Anyways, so tonight we're heading to pick up my son from baseball practice. From band camp. Oh my God. This one time at band camp, they're like, oh my. Like, this one time at band camp, I stuck a flute in my pussy. They're like, wait, what? Right? But, so we're going to get my son at baseball practice. And I get on the highway. And it was one of those moments where I'm getting on the on. I instantly regretted not speeding up and getting in front of a car because. It's not really a highway. It's like a state. It's right. A state route. So there's one lane one way, one lane the other way. But so it's not really. It's like a highway, but not a interstate highway. And the speed limit is 50. And we're behind this piece of shit car going fucking 40 miles an hour.
In a 50.
And now when I'm driving behind you, you should be going at least 55 or 60.
At least.
Yeah. That's the way it goes. I do at least 55 on that road.
Yep.
Because there are a bit of cops once you get up to a certain town area. Yeah, I'll go about 55 on there. Sometimes I'll push 60 where this motherfucker's going 40 miles and I'm 40. Sitting there. I'm like, you got to be fucking kidding me. So then all of a sudden, so there's a car between in front of me that's behind the slow car. And there's like 7 or 8 cars fucking behind us.
Yep.
Right, let me rephrase that. 7 or 8 cars behind us, not 7 or 8 cars fucking behind us.
Well,
that would be interesting. And so we're stuck following this dumbass. And then all of a sudden, we start seeing him going over into the breakdown lane. And then moving over across the yellow line on the other side. And mind you, this is a road that there's tons of accidents on. A lot of fatalities. Because generally people don't go the speed limit there. They're usually going, 55, 6. And they cross over the line and hit someone head on. It happens all the time here, at least once a month. So we're watching this dumbass go over this way, over that way. And they're just moving. So I'm like.
Several times.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, well, maybe we should call the cops on them. And then I realize I'm like, they're going fucking slow. Let's just call the cops because one, they're swerving. And two, they're going fucking slow. And at least it gets these dumbasses out of the way. So we call the cops and I'm describing the car and it's this fucking Honda. It's a shitty Honda. And the cops tell me to put on my hazard light because by this time I was right behind the car. And I'm like, oh, that's not going to draw attention to us at all, right? Driving down the road with the hazards on. They tell us to put the hazards on so that way there the cops can actually see which car we are to know that they're the car in front of us. So then we're coming up to a gas station and there's a turn lane, a right turn lane to go into the gas station and they go over into the turn lane. I'm like, and I'm starting to tell the cops, oh, no, they might be going to the, gas station over. And then all of a sudden they go straight and then move right back over. I'm like, oh, guess they're not going in the gas station, And the cops are asking, and I tell them I'm passing by a restaurant. It's a tavern. And I tell them like, we're right by whatever gas station, passing by this tavern here. And I name the tavern to them. And the cop or the dispatch on the other end is, all right, so what's your location? And I'm sitting there. I'm like, motherfucker, I just told you the name of the tavern I'm passing by. And you're asking me your next question is what's my location? So I repeat the friggin' tavern name. It's, clearly he wasn't paying attention. So then we're moving further up the road and there's a spot where the cops always sit. And I tell him on the dispatch, I'm like, I can see the cops parked off on the right. Like we're getting ready to pass them. This motherfucker starts, after going over lanes back and forth, they go into the breakdown lane and they blow by the cops in the breakdown lane at like, you know, 50 miles an hour at that point, in a 40, of course.
Of course.
Because once we get into the 40 lane, they decide to go 50, but they're going 40 in the 50. Wait, they're going 50 in the 40 and 40 in the 50.
Yes.
And it's like, what the fuck? So I tell the dispatch, I'm like, hey, you just drove through the break, driving on the breakdown lane right in front of the cops. So the cop pulls out, gets behind me, and the car's in the right lane. I'm over in the left lane at this point because it broke off into two lanes. And I'm sitting there watching. I'm like, I don't want to get too far ahead because I want to see what happens. And now we're getting up to the lights in the city. So I'm like, well, this sucks because now that the cop's behind them, they're driving fucking perfect, right? They're staying right in the lane. They're not moving. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm watching them. And then they end up behind me. So I move over to the right. And they're in the left lane at this point, and I'm watching them. And then all of a sudden, I see the car. It's straddling the two lines with a car right next to them. And then they go over to the left, and now they're crossing the yellow line. I'm like, oh, yeah, now they're all over the place. I'm like, this cop's going to light them up. So finally, the cop lights it up. And then, Corey, you want to continue the story?
Oh, man. So, yep, the lights go on. We're both just like, hell yeah. About time they get him. What does the guy do? Stops.
Yep.
Right in the middle of the road.
Yeah.
In the passing lane of all places.
Yep. Just stops.
Just stops. We're thinking, all right, maybe he's just doing that until all the cars go by him. Nope. I turned around in my seat. No cars around him. He's still sitting there. Just sitting there.
Yep. Parked in the fucking passing lane.
Parked in the middle of the road.
You know, the lights came on. They fucking stopped.
They stopped.
Dead right in the middle of the fucking highway. Like, what the fuck is going on here? Like, and I'm looking in the mirror while I'm driving. I'm like, no, they didn't stop in the lane, did they? And we're sitting there, like, watching them. And we're like, no,
yeah,
they're going to be moving. They got to be moving. But no, they didn't move.
Nope.
They stayed right there in the fucking break, or in the passing lane.
Yep.
And parked because they were getting pulled over.
Yep. So they decided to just stop in the road.
Yep.
I have never seen that before.
No. No.
Never.
I'm like, you got to be shitting me. So, yes, that's where they got decided to stop, and the cops come. They just fucking park right in the fucking passing lane. Like, all right, come out and get me.
Yep.
You know? So, we continue up the road. I go pick up my son from practice, and then we're driving back, and we're getting up to where, after we pass the 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven.
I'm going to 7-Eleven. Y'all want something? So after we're moving, coming back the same way, and we're getting up to where the car
got pulled over.
It's really pulled over where they got stopped.
Where they got stopped. Yeah.
Good night, Lyric. I didn't know he was here. You should have said something earlier.
Good night, Lyric. I love you.
Not as much as I do.
You're right, because I love you more.
I love you more than any man should love another.
I love you more than any.
I love you more than a fat kid loved cake.
You know what's something funny?
Huh.
Speaking of the Lyric, somebody at work was saying, oh, this girl that you like, she's just like the Lyric with boobs and an ass. Because he was trying to get me to not be attracted to that girl. Because he's a dick. And I said, well, it didn't work. Because now I'm strangely more attracted to the Lyric.
You know what you just...
What? Hey, it's a work thing.
Okay.
You know how it is there.
Yeah, yeah. I do, actually. I love you too, he said. Trevor goes, aw, pussy, going to bed early. So we're on the way back, and we're getting up to where...
The car got stopped.
Yeah, the car got stopped in the fast lane. There's no... Yeah, he called you a pussy because you're going to bed early. What are you going to do about that lyric?
Wow, Trevor. Weeble.
No, I like this because Trevor might get him to stay on. Hey, if you stay on, we'll get you off.
You go to bed, lyric. If you're tired, you go to bed.
No way. No.
Live your own life.
No, you got to stay here with us. That's just the way it is.
Go chicka chicka boom boom.
No chicka chicka boom boom. No chicka chicka. What?
Anywho's.
So,
we're going by where the car got stopped.
Que date aquí. Anyways, so that was my version of what I was trying to say. I don't know if I said it right. So we're passing by, and there's no car there. No tow truck, nothing. So we figured that, like, what the fuck is going on here? Where's the car? So now we're driving down the road a few minutes. I'm like, I really want to know what happened with that car.
Yep.
So what's the best way to find out what happened to the car?
Call the popos.
That's right. We called the popo-ho. So we called the popo-ho, and we asked him, I'm like, yo, I called in about the car earlier. I'm just curious. Were they drunk? Well, let me get the officer. So he actually patched me through to the cop
that
pulled them over, that stopped them. And I'm asking the guy, the cop, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm just curious. You know, were they drunk? Like, what happened here? His response, I don't even know what to think about his response, but his response, you got to tell him, it's just unbelievable.
His response was, they were not intoxicated. They are just really bad drivers.
Yeah.
I have dealt with these people before, and they are just really bad drivers.
Yep. And I'm like,
are you shitting me?
Yeah. Like, you got to be shitting me here. Like,
the fact that he's dealt with them before.
Yeah. If they're that bad of a driver, you take their fucking license away and you stop them from driving.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, they're fucking crossing the yellow line. I thought they were shit-faced.
They put so many people's lives at risk by doing that shit.
It's cool. They're just bad drivers. They're not drunk.
Yep.
You know?
They're not from the area.
That's what the cop said. Yeah.
So they don't know the rules of the road.
Yeah. Like, what fucking area are they from?
Where the fuck are they from, England?
They had to pass a fucking American driving test.
Like, shit.
You know? I don't even know what to think. My fucking foot's caught on a cord. All right. I don't even know what to think about that. Like, and Trevor's right. How the fuck do they have a license still? I don't know.
Yeah. No, we don't know.
You know, I really don't know how they have a license still at this point. Like, I feel that at this point, their license should have been taken away.
Yep.
Because that is just bad.
Yep.
And the fact that this fucking cop has dealt with them before on the same exact issue, like, what point do you guys stop them from fucking driving? You know, I'm going to say that. If I'm ever driving and I'm drunk and I'm swerving, I'm like, I'm not a drunk officer. I'm just a bad driver.
Yeah. Why'd you sound like Dan?
Dude. So, you know, it blew my mind. I'm sitting there, I'm like, you just let them go.
Yep.
Because they're bad drivers. And that is so fucking stupid. That's the point where if you've dealt with it before and you know them for being bad drivers like that, you get them off the fucking road.
I mean, for crying out loud, they stopped in the middle of the road.
Yeah. And that's the thing. So if they ever, like, say if I'm going down the road and they crash into me down the road, and I'm going to own that police station.
Yeah.
Because if something happens to any of my family or anyone or friends or anything, I'm like, they've dealt with them before and they let them keep driving. You know? So they're just asking for a lawsuit.
They're asking for something.
Like, it's fucking ridiculous.
Come on, bro. Mm-hmm. Come on, bro.
Come on, man. So, I don't know. It just blew my mind, their whole response.
My mind blew my load.
Blew my load. So, but yeah, that was how our night went. It was interesting.
Then we watched it on the sidewalk.
Trevor said, yeah, that's right. Trevor says they sucked off the cop. It's quite possible. So now we're walking, we're driving through the city. They're cop suckers. So we're driving through the city. And and don't you know, we're watching these two people attempting to walk down this icy sidewalk. And literally, we almost watched them eat shit out on the sidewalk. Like, I thought that big one was going down.
I did, too.
How the hell they kept their balance?
I was expecting the big one to go down, the other one to go take catch them and just yank them down.
Exactly, you know? No, not actually eating shit, Trevor, falling on their face, you know, right on the friggin' pavement.
Yeah, calm down there.
Like, we're watching them, and they're, like, wiggling, and I'm like, oh, they're going to go down. Like, they're just like, I have no idea how they didn't go down.
It would have been, would have made them better.
And so as I'm driving, I'm like looking at them like this. I'm like, they're going to go down. Look at me. No, they're not going. How did they not fall?
I don't know.
You know? But they didn't. Somehow they kept their balance. Like, fuck, man. We're striking out everywhere tonight. You know? Like, we're having no luck tonight at all.
Yep.
You know, we didn't see people get friggin' arrested. They let them keep driving because they're bad drivers. We didn't get to see the big people eat shit on the sidewalk there.
Dog shit.
I'm like, what the fuck? Thought you saw a human centipede. Dude, I just discovered on Amazon, is it Prime? Prime Movie, Prime TV, whatever the hell you call it, the Prime app. They have the Human Centipede 2 and 3 on there. I never knew they made a third one of that.
I knew they made a third one, but I didn't even watch the second one.
Dude, I need to watch it.
You can watch it.
For the viewers out there who are watching right now and the listeners down the road, the Human Centipede,
fuck,
it is one of the most disturbing, sick and twisted fucking, like, it's like a mixture of Rob Zombie, Jeffrey Dahmer, Marilyn Manson, all thrown in a bag and shaken up, and what comes out is the Doctor and the Human Centipede.
Yep.
So
it's true.
He, in the first one, he kidnaps three people, and you have the front person and the middle person. He sewed their mouth to the front person's asshole. And the third person, and they're, you know, pulling up the rear, he sewed, is it sewn?
Don't ask me.
I don't know. he sewed, maybe it's sewn. I got to figure out. Anyways, he sewed their mouth to the middle person's asshole. So yeah, the front person who had an open mouth, and he kept feeding the front person. So what would happen is the front person, their mouth was clear, they would eat the food, and they would shit it into the second person's mouth, and the second person would shit it into the third person's mouth, and it would go through their system, and they would just shit it out like normal. So just picture a human centipede, like, it's just such a twisted, twisted movie, sick movie. And they made a second one. I heard the second one was a bunch of people in it, too. Like, they made it even bigger.
I heard the third one was the biggest.
Yeah, and then the third one
was like a whole prison or something like that.
Yeah. The second one, I think they didn't. They do 100 people in the second one or something like that. And then they did a whole prison. So it's like you get even more sick and twisted. And that is such, it was such a gross movie. Trevor says it sounds like it's his Saturday night. That is fucked. The third is the warden trying to make the longest one. It's Julia Roberts. So on Amazon, I don't know if they have the first one on Prime, but they have the second and third one. I'm going to have to see if they have the first. I don't know. I haven't had the willpower to see the second one, but I might watch it just to say I saw it. I don't know. It's such a disturbing, fucked up
movie. I don't know why you'd want to saw it, but hey, more power to you.
I don't know. I have no idea. Probably just because of Trevor. You know? So
Trevor rubbing off on you?
Trevor's rubbing me off
on you.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like he's jerking off on daddy.
I mean, maybe.
You know? His cummy tummy time.
His cummy tummy time.
Oh, shit.
So, yeah. So, yeah, if you haven't seen it, I can't say I'd recommend to see it, but if you're really in the mood for something sick and fucking twisted, go watch The Human. So it's so wrong. But
there is a movie we can recommend for people to see. We have a good friend out there who has made a movie over the past years, and just recently it got put on Amazon Prime. So if you're a fan of indie movies out there and you got Amazon Prime, look it up. It's called The Graveyard Gang. It's not a bad movie at all. Definitely worth a watch.
Yeah, it's like one of those, I don't know how to describe this? It's like a cult movie?
I don't even know if it's a cult movie. Call it a cult movie.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up it here. I'm going to pull up a picture of it. That's a good picture there, actually.
That is a good
picture. Save a couple of these. And so, yeah, it's like a, I don't know how to describe it, but it's like a cult classic type of movie. Would that be right?
I have no idea, but there are some comedy moments in there.
Oh, yeah, absolutely there are. And it is a really good movie. And when we went to see the opening of it.
We had the best section.
We did. We were loud and
just
rowdy.
Just saying.
That was fun. That was So they're in order, because I don't need the other pictures that are on here. Not that they're bad pictures, but great way. What the fuck? It's a great way for us to be in the air.
A YouTube?
Yeah, yeah. Now I got these pictures in order. Yes, he has. It's actually quite impressive. All right, so let's do. There we go. So this here. That's the movie right there, The Graveyard Gang. And it's a great movie. And Guthrie Roy Hartford film. So you see he's won some of these awards over here. And like you see here, won the Best Local Feature Film Festival. I don't know what. But yeah, you see 2018, Best Local Feature, The Graveyard Gang. There's him. That's Guthrie right there in the middle. And they're the two main
characters.
Yeah. Oh, right there. Sean O'Shea film. So, but yeah, so if you get your chance, go see that movie. It is a really good movie.
Yeah, you know, if you're sitting at home, you got Amazon.
Yep.
You want a new movie that you've never seen before. Yeah. Give this movie a watch.
Exactly. Exactly. So check it out, because he deserves it. He's a hell of a guy. You know, why not? Right? Why not?
Hell yeah.
You know, just do it up. Go watch the movie.
Give it a watchy.
Yep. Share it. You know, it's all that good. Let's see. No, if you like good movies, check out my watch list on Prime. I'm a little worried about checking out your watch list on Prime, Trevor. Which reminds me of it. That just made me think of something. No shit. Congrats to him. Getting your show on Prime is a big deal. Them and Netflix have a hard on for that's pretty much that's what I couldn't think of. So yeah, go check it out. The Graveyard Gang, great movie. You know, Guthrie's an awesome guy. So it's definitely worth the look see. And then you know, share it with your friends.
But, heck yeah. Just like you want to share this podcast with your friends.
That's right. That's more important. First you share this podcast with them. Then you share that movie with them.
Yeah.
Speaking of watch.
The finger is up.
Speaking of watch lists. Remember when I.
You mean when I first signed on to Hulu on your TV?
Yep. So one day Corey signs on to Hulu on my TV.
Day to night, and I wanted to watch Hulu.
Yeah. And he left it logged in.
Yep.
So I found out that his mom also shares the same Hulu.
Yep.
You know, Mama Corey. By the way, how's your hip, Mama? Sorry, I'll be gentle next time. So what do? I'm like, I gotta fuck with Corey. So I went on and saved a bunch of movies. I think the first one I saved on there was Brokeback Mountain.
I don't know.
I literally went through and I searched for every possible gay movie I could find, and I saved it to his favorites list in the hopes that his mom would see it and be like, Corey, we need to talk. She never did see it, though, did she?
I don't think so. I mean, you had to tell me about it.
I know. Because I couldn't wait any longer.
Because, I'm pretty sure when you did that, I hadn't gone on to Hulu for a little while.
Yeah. And I was, waiting, and I think I waited a day or two. It might have been, but I know I couldn't wait long. And I'm sitting there, I'm like, what the fuck? This motherfucker ain't looking at his list. what the fuck? So I end up having to tell him about it because I was like, dude, that fucking kills it right there. So I don't think anyone ever saw me putting on all the gay movies onto his favorites list on Hulu. So that didn't work. But, fuck it. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
So, butt fuck it.
Yep. So,
speaking of butt fucking.
Yep. So, I did a search. All right, it's me. So, I did a search for after that.
Oh.
I always find. But, horror stories.
Wait. Horror stories?
Horror.
Oh, horror.
Horror. Horror. Horror. Horror. How do you can't say it without it sounding like
horror.
Horror movies. Horror stories. Horror stories. Horror. It just doesn't. Now you make me thinking that it sounds like whore.
You are listening to Anything Goes with Mega Boss Dad and Creepy Corey.
Horror stories. Fuck off. Seriously, fuck off. So horror stories. First date horror stories.
Your wife is going to be one night, I'm in the mood for a horror movie tonight. It's like, oh, I found this one on Pornhub.
Right?
Wait, what?
You should see what this one does with her cousin. They're like, wait, what? So this one here, I've known this girl since high school, and I always thought she was pretty, but she always had boyfriends. See, it is
horror
a
story.
Horror story. It's a horror story. And I hardly seen her in 2 years due to being at university, etc. All right, so this one's from England. Over in England, they always call it university. That's what they all say, university. Until 2 days ago when I saw her in the pub where we had a brief catch-up and I got her number. The pub.
The pub.
The pub.
Pub.
Speaking of that, we had some earlier. So anyways, he got her number. So texting her yesterday, so So texting her yesterday, she suggests, say that real quick. She suggests.
She suggests.
All right. Fuck off.
What?
She suggests that we go out for a drink later, and I agree. We meet up, and it was going great. Both enjoying ourselves. Conversation is flowing, and she seemed into me. Her ex-boyfriend had been texting her the whole time. Right, but she had been ignoring it, and we joked about it. Nothing seemed too strange. But as we move into another poob, while we had been enjoying a paper airplane throwing competition, he starts ringing her over and over and over. So she eventually answers, and he's crying, drunk, and acting crazy. And she tells him to just leave her alone. Why didn't she just block the number then?
Maybe phones are different over there?
Yeah, but still, if you really don't want to hear from them, you just block the number. So anyways, they continue enjoying ourselves for a little bit. And all this time, she is still being constantly bombarded by his texts. And then he starts ringing again. This time, he says he is actually outside the pub where we were at and he can see us. All he wants is to see her. And then he will go home. That sounds a little red flag-ish right there. A
little bit. I mean, if he can see them through the window, why? All he wants to do is see her, just look through the window and be like, oh, there she is.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll go home now.
Yeah, I'll go home. Enjoy your time at the pub. So obviously she goes outside to speak with him. And I'm just left sitting there contemplating just leaving. I got to look around. I got to look out. I got a look out him through the window, and he's an absolute mess. Well, they obviously did. To try and give you an idea how bad I'm talking, like Joe Swanson level crying. Proper broken man stuff. It was hard to watch. And she comes back nearly in tears, saying how she feels just terrible, that she is the reason why he feels so bad. I try to ask her if she is okay and comfort her, but she says she's fine, and we end up just finishing our drinks and calling it a night. I walk her down to the taxi and give her a hug and see her off. Well, that's a shitty, like, that sucks. That dude totally cock-blocked. You know? Huh.
Fuck that guy.
That's right. I don't know. That one sounds... I'm trying to find... Here we go. Embarrassing. All right. So the sports bar snafu.
Snafu.
Snafu. Mario. So we decide to meet for the first time at a local bar. When I arrived, I realized it was a sports bar, and he promptly informed me that he'd chosen the bar so he can watch the NFL playoffs. After a while, I discreetly messaged my mom. Quote, he picked a sports bar so he can keep watching the game.
Smart.
Yikes. But here's where she fucked up. She accidentally sent the text to him.
Oh, shit.
And he opened the text immediately. That sucked. Let's see. This
one. Wait. That's how it ends?
Yeah. These are just quick little blurbs. I know. This date went a little sour. While trying to squeeze a lemon into my water, I somehow managed to spray it right in his eyes. When he pointed out that it squirted him in the eye, I panicked, causing me to squeeze the lemon harder. It popped out of my hand and hit him in the face. I mean, that's not that bad of a story unless the bitch threw it.
There is.
I know. I would have been laughing once she said squirted.
Yeah. I've gotten freaked the eye before.
Dude, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, it does.
It hurts.
Of course, it was one of my ex-girlfriends. I don't remember which one it was.
Lemon or squirted?
Lemon.
Oh, all right. Just checking. You never know. All right. So let's see. This she's the man moment. I was a little bit tipsy after drinking wine, and we went back to my place and started making out. When I pulled back, his face was covered in blood. Wait, did I? They were making out, right? She didn't sit on his face while it was her time of the month, right? Yeah, no. They were making out. All right, good.
All right. Phew.
So I panicked and said, "You're bleeding." Horrified, he pointed at my face. And I realized I was having a heavy nosebleed. I cleaned up the bathroom and somehow thought it would be logical to shove tampons up my nose to stem the nosebleed. So I went back downstairs with two tampons in my nose. And yes, the mood was very much killed.
How bad of a nosebleed are you having if you need to put tampons up there?
Right? Exactly. This group date got very messy. Whoa. I'm pretty sure I've seen some movies like this, too. The group thing that went messy.
Yep.
Anyways.
Yep. College dorm games.
Yep.
Wait, what?
Yep. The fucking initiation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Anyways. I swear we've seen the same videos. And no, we have not watched them together. I promise.
I can definitely promise that.
Yes. Yes. All right. So the group date that got very messy. I was on a group date that included my future husband. He wasn't my date. Sweet. We went out for burgers and then went bowling. I started to feel sick throughout the night, but I tried to ignore it and push through, right? Well, when a woman says she feels sick, that means she has a shit. She has a shit. I'm telling you, that's what it is. Anyways, everyone wanted to take a picture before we left, so we asked someone to take it and lined up. And then I threw up all over the floor. I finished puking in a trash can and cleaned up in the bathroom. Horrified, I asked my date if it had been in the picture. And he said they didn't even look. They just deleted it. Really? Why the fuck would you delete that? You saved that shit. Like,
oh, hell yeah.
You have a whole group of lined up people, and then you have this one girl like, with chunks.
Yeah,
like,
you got everybody standing there like, hey.
And she's like, dude, you keep that shit. Anyways, over 5 years later, my now husband confessed that I had been completely mid-vomit in the picture. Plus, while I was in the bathroom, everyone else on the date had to clean up my cheeseburger vomit off the floor. That is fucking...
Dude, I couldn't do that.
No, me neither.
Like, if just seeing people throw up, I would throw up.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Here, I'll let you read this one here.
Ooh, I get one?
Yep.
This one is called This Sat a Gassy Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Until we meet again.
Oh, that was awful.
Dude, you were way off key. I hate to say it, but I was really holding us together there.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead.
He went to hug me by, but squeezed a little too hard. I let out a huge fart, and he burst out laughing. I guess it wasn't too bad, though. We've been married for 2 years now. Dude, you would have told that bitch goodbye.
Yes, I would have. All right, so I've been married for almost 17 years, and I've heard my wife fart 3 times total. 3. And twice, she was in her sleep. Once, it was on me. Because I did it to her. So she did it on me once, and I couldn't believe it. And I'm like, you ever do that again, I will leave you. And I never heard her fart like on purpose since then. And it's been over, you know, almost 17 years. Let's see. I'm trying to read this here. You should have good in there. Trevor said, look up Kimberly Moreau. She's been a missing person from the town that he's living in, 87. And her dad still walks around town today putting up her posters. 7? Dude, it gets to a point where it's like, you just got to accept.
Mm-hmm.
Trevor said he's picturing things he shouldn't right now. Me and you watching videos together. Oh. He said, Daddy and Ro-Ro.
No, you're Ro-Ro, motherfucker.
And then he says, shit, I've been with Kim for 7 years and tasted her farts 9,000 times. Not me. Definitely not me. All right, so this one here is the literal emergency. I fainted and fell on my face, busting my chin, splitting my lip open, and chipping my 2 front teeth. When I was rushed to the emergency room, they wouldn't let my date in the ambulance because they thought he might have roofied me. He had not. He did text me for a second date, though.
What a gentleman.
Right?
This date with a lot of oops.
Oh, whoa. She got pregnant? The second I hear a woman say a lot of oops, I think pregnant.
That'd be a great first date.
Right?
I fell down the stairs as I was greeted. Then, as I went to give him a kiss on the cheek, I missed and awkwardly kissed him on the lips. Oh, at the restaurant, the tables were close to each other, so while we were being seated, I knocked over a plate on the table beside us. Guess I wasn't too much of a mess because 15 years later, we're happily married with 3 amazing and clumsy daughters.
Because one of them might be 18 now. let's see. The first kiss fiasco. I threw up in his trunk as he was going in to kiss. That sucked.
That suck.
The 2-hit wonder. I went to the movies on a double date with my best friend. During a funny part in the movie, I went to tap my date on the knee and accidentally hit his drink and spilled it all. I couldn't stop laughing and turned to see if my best and I did the same thing to her. That was probably 20 years ago, and I still want to crawl under. It's not that bad. Who the fuck is blowing your shit up?
That would be Trevor.
The fuck? Let's see. This person who picked the wrong time. I got to the location early and felt like there was something in my nose, so I started picking it. Next thing I know, there was someone parked next to me, and...
That's rough.
Yeah.
You let me go with this one. This drenched disaster. We went out for coffee. I took a sip of mine and sneezed at the same time.
Oh, no.
Man. He just looked at me and asked, did you just spew your coffee on me? It sprayed all over him and the table next to us. I'm surprised I got a second date.
Dude, yeah, I know.
That's rough.
That is. The double disaster. Whoa, I saw double. I'm like, whoa, shit.
Hell yeah.
So, all right, so driving back after home after dinner, I started to sweat and feel rather ill. Soon I was begging him to pull over, and I leaned out the truck door and puked for several minutes. I sat silently the rest of the way, thinking my chance with this guy was blown. When we arrived at my house, he said, I'm going to have to use your toilet. After he shut the bathroom door, I could hear him from 2 rooms away destroying the toilet with explosive diarrhea. After he finished, he immediately left. This was 10 years ago, and we're married now, and we still laugh about it. I mean, you know, hey, good for them.
Hell yeah. This fitness farter.
Wait, is that fitness in the farter or the fitness farter?
The fitness.
All right, we'll go with it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was showing him how to do sit-ups and farted loudly. He said, oh, that's how you do it?
All right. I'm like, now that's how you do it! You know? Oh, shit. You go read. You can read that one.
This movie date mishap. We were driving together to see a movie. I got car sick and puked in my mouth.
Oh, I hate that. I hate that yes, feeling.
Me too. He thought I sneezed, but when he looked over, my cheeks were puffed out like a chipmunk, and puke was running down my chin. Wasn't the only thing running down her chin.
I bet. I never seen puke look white. Anyways.
Well, he pulled over and watched me finish puking behind a building. We're not together anymore. LOL.
LOL. LOL. Oh, God. In the crappy crisis. In this crappy crisis. I pooped my pants on a first date at a haunted house. I got so scared by a clown that I sharted and didn't want my date to know. So I sprinted through the rest of the haunted house, ran into the bathroom, and threw away my undies. My date just... I mean... Good cover, I guess. You know?
Get the shit out of him.
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely or a safe her. Bet. That's definitely... That means we have to end this.
Shit, mine's been empty for a while.
I know. We're both out of beer. That's because I do most of the talking.
I know.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's all right. You know, I had to wake up early to go for 4 hours of work.
Well, that sucks. That sucks for you. That's so...
Boobies.
Always... Oh. Remember that you can catch our show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon, Pandora, Breaker, CastBox, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Public. Those are all the places that you can find our sexy voices. And
yeah.
If you really, really are horny one day and sexy.
Yeah, sexy.
Sexy. You want to watch something sexy? Go on to YouTube. Creepy Corey.
Hello. Yoo-hoo.
And I am perfectly okay if you flick your bean to our...
Yoo-hoo.
In fact, I encourage it.
Yoo-hoo. Makes him a blowout.
So, yeah, if you feel the need to double flick your bean to our podcast, I'm okay with it.
Absolutely. Trevor does all the time.
Hell yeah, he does.
I mean, he doesn't flick a bean, but...
Nope, but he definitely strokes a sausage. So, with that being said, remember...
Feel free to like, comment, and share with friends and family. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on post notifications so you can get notified for new... Don't forget to search us on Facebook and Instagram and follow us.
That is right.
Feel...
Whoa. That is right. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Hit that bell and get notified for post notifications.
TikTok. Every once in a while, I come out with one.
Yep. Creepy Corey. Hey, speaking of one, I have one to show.
No.
All right.
On a boring night, I usually...
Yep. He puts out. You heard that. Wait, is this true, Trevor? Have you actually eaten her bean to our podcast while it's on? He said talk to her. I need to know if that's true. I want to know if you went down on her while you were at our podcast, because that would be...
If so, that would be the biggest compliment.
It would be. That means she may have gotten voices. Oh, he said no. Well, that's lame.
Dick.
I know. Oh, fuck. So anyways, that's a shame. So remember, hit that subscribe button. Hit the bell for post notifications and be notified of new episodes of when we are live.
Yes.
Also, once in a while, he has fucked Kim during it, though. Did she come, though? Because if she came, that means it's just saying. Also, once in a while, you will see us kicking some... Very little bit of ass in Fortnite on our channels. And he said only he came. That sucked. Yeah, we will once in a while come on here and we'll stream our Fortnite games. We suck at them.
Yep, but we play for fun.
Yep. But whatever, it is what it is. We have fun.
And I guarantee you, we say.
No. No. Not at all. Just because the flapjack
parachute
sounds like a wet pussy. It does. It does.
Sounds like a whap.
That's literally what it sounds like. You're floating through the air holding this flapjack like friggin' parachute, and all I hear is, I'm like, what the fuck? Dude, it does. Corey's always saying, he's like, dude, it sounds like, and I'm like, what? And finally I got it, and the first day I got it, I'm like, holy shit, it does. I'm like, that is awesome. So, anyways. Oh, shit. All right, so, yeah, remember, like, subscribe, share with friends, share with family, share with enemies. Maybe if you guys watch this together with an enemy, you will no longer be enemies.
If your doctor's getting a physical and he's got your nuts in your, if he's got your nuts in his hands, be like, hey, have you watched this podcast?
That's right.
Hell yeah.
If you're at a gynecologist.
Legs wide open.
Yep. Share it with them. As they're mid, like, all right, we're checking this in. Be like, oh, by the way, have you watched this podcast?
Yep. If you're at a funeral.
Yeah, I mean,
go up to the person that just never went.
Yeah, and be like, hey, have you seen this podcast? They used to watch it when they were alive. Anyways, with that being said, I don't even know what's, yeah.
What was that?
Fuck was that?
What?
I have no idea.
Did that say Bill and Ted?
I think so. Wait, let's see if we can. I don't know what the hell that said.
Doo-doo-doo.
I know, that was kind of nice. All right. Hey, it's been fun. Remember, for the next week, until you hear from us next week, have fun. Hey, remember, make good choices. And if you can't make good choices,
have fun with it.
Yeah, do the best you can. Embrace it and do it. All right. Hey, listen.
If you don't like condoms, put it in their ass so
that's
you don't
right.
get pregnant.
That's right. Raw dog it. Stay safe. Peace.